I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here's today's news. Well, Supervisor Oral's community meeting has great content, including a Caltrans proposed roundabout for Y Road and Highway 6. You can check out by going to sierrawave.net or to our Facebook page and finding the recording of that event of the meeting. Well, HHS Public Prevention Program has a great event coming up next Thursday, August 7th, 2025. It's going to be during their hosted Life Night. It's from 5 to 6:30 p.m. It's going to be at 1360 North Main Street, the Clint Quilter Consolidated Building. That's that building right next to Grocery Outlet. They're going to be doing an Inyo County Community Baby Shower. You might want to tune in to Skippable News this week and meet Hadley Brown, who filled us in on all the particulars of the event. But the basics are, this is for families who are currently pregnant or have welcomed a baby in the past year, receive a free gift, special giveaways, and more benefits. What to expect? Well, it's a fun, family-friendly event with interactive activity, room for all ages, dinner served at 6:30 p.m., extra resources and gifts and celebrations for new and expecting parents. All community members are welcome to Life Night. You got questions? Call Inyo County WIC at 760-872-1885. Well, all dog lovers, they had a great adoption last Saturday at Crowley Lake Marina. Three dogs got adopted and one was fostered. They are having another dog adoption event that you need to get on your calendar. It'll be happening at Crowley Lake on Saturday, August 16th from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. If you're available to help, please let them know. The time commitment would be from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., picking up a dog at the Inyo County Animal Shelter, transporting the dog to and from Crowley Lake, and handling the dog at the time of the event. I want to thank everybody that came out to the Bishop City Council meeting, and the following is from our local writer, Tyler Beadle. He says, "Howdy, Bishop. City Council meeting on July 28, 2025 went from 6:15 to about 9:20-ish. City Council Chambers was a long haul, but Bishop's spirit shone bright. As a new Sierra Wave rider, he was thrilled to sport his new press pass, but he took it off to speak as a resident during public comment, keeping it professional. Thanks, Tyler. The turnout was huge, with public comment running until 7:20 p.m.-ish, catching the council off guard, but attentive, their ears were open, and Bishop's voice was loud. The A-frame at 690 North Main Street stole the show. Public comment was electric. The casinos showed up with stickers in support of the chamber building. Jennifer Badone, a local business owner, hailed the A-frame's tourism boost. Jerry Corr, another business owner, slammed the county's poor timing, serving the chamber with an eviction notice just days before Mule Days. Gayla Wolf of the Honeybee Photography and Aaron Schott, another business owner, backed the A-frame's value. Another resident voiced concern about losing the plaques and acknowledgments around the A-frame, prompting Mayor Karen Kong to reassure that was never in the plans, that a victory for Bishop's heritage. There was also a man named Mr. Talmadge who spoke, stated that he used to be a civil engineer and he believes the building is not structurally unsafe. John F. Harris from the edge of town said, "It's best. I don't know anyone who is in support of destroying the A-frame." A very short statement, but also powerful. Council member Stephen shared that the city got an inspector that day to start an engineer's report, which he said should be completed around early August. During the Public Records Request Act, it was confirmed that the city never had one and was further proof. The public's letters, comments, and support helped spark the action, and I couldn't be more proud of everyone involved. Fire Chief Brett Russell and Police Chief Nate Durr delivered their monthly reports and had evaluations reporting strong progress in public safety. Donna Bird of Mule Days echoed optimism, announcing tightened finances to keep the event thriving. A win for our tourism economy. Tri-County Fairgrounds Director Mike Francesconi shared news. After years of financial hits, he's getting the fairgrounds on track with smarter budgeting, but alluded to more work needing to be done. Chatted with the new city administrator, Pamela Foster, snapping her photo and offering congrats during my comment, wishing her and the council a smooth transition. Stayed until 9:20 p.m., late, but I'm here for you, Bishop, says Tyler Beadle. Transparency remains a sore spot, but I feel we all made progress at today's meeting. For more details, check the July 28th agenda at thecityofbishop.ca.gov for more on this PAC meeting. Stay tuned for the engineer's report and other City of Bishop updates. Share your thoughts at beetlebusiness@gmail.com or suggest topics for future coverage. Let's keep Bishop thriving. Thank you, Tyler Beetle. We appreciate you being a part of the team. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.